Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
I've just run two back-to-back retreats. So one for the Mastermind Girls. That was our last retreat for 2017. And incidentally, if you are interested in learning about 2018, shoot me a message because we will be making some announcements soon about that. And it will be really limited numbers. I think there are four coming from this round into the following. So they'll only leave eight spots. Anyway, I ran the retreat for the Mastermind, which was amazing. There were breakthroughs all round. And then following that, last weekend, just gone, today is Tuesday, I ran my first ever solo retreat. And it really highlighted to me how far I've come. Like, it was the most amazing experience. And I was not stressed about it in the least. And it was so much fun. So I thought today I would talk a bit about the retreat and the lessons that I learned about myself through running it. And I'm telling you right now, there'll be more of them. Because it was just so much fun. So, I had six people. There were seven people who came, and my cousin Michelle came to help. And I was blown away, I guess, by the caliber of people who had decided to come. And I really let myself off the hook. You know, I had contacted all of the attendees in the lead up and just kind of was asking what their intention for coming was. And most of them were just really wanting a break. You know, they just wanted to go away for a weekend, meet some new people, have some fun, and maybe learn a few things about themselves. And so it was so refreshing not to have to assume what they needed. So prior to this, this retreat really happened very, very organically, right? So in the past, I've run lots, so many different things. Last year I ran a kind of group coaching thing called Show Up, Speak Up, which is the name of my Facebook group. And I had no idea. So I pretty much just decided this is where I think people need help, so I'll create this product around it. And I crafted a sales page and recorded the video and did all that stuff. And I think I had three people sign up to it and was disappointed because I thought that this, like all the other things I'd done before, was the thing. You know, this was the thing that was going to explode. And yeah, and I would have finally found my purpose. But it didn't work out that way. And I ran through it and it was good. But I knew it wasn't for me, you know? So I just kept on You know what I did? I just kind of walked away from needing to create new things, really, looking for the thing. And earlier this week, this year, you know, I kind of removed my energy from pushing Radcasters and moved into writing my book and just really gave up on the notion that I was going to have one thing that would change my life. You know, just I was just going to show up and share anyway and trust that things would figure themselves out. And for a control freak like me, that's a rather confronting, difficult concept to embrace. But I can see now, this weekend has really cemented to me how much I trust the process now. I'm not questioning it. I'm just really going with it. So the way that I approached this retreat was so different to anything I've ever done before. A couple of people had asked me, when am I running a retreat? And so I thought, oh, well, I'll just create it. And I have been asked that kind of question before, right? And then gone and created something that I thought they needed, you know, come up with a concept within an inch of its life, put it out there and no one's bought. And then I've been kind of resentful because it's like, well, you wanted this and now I've created it and now you aren't buying it. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you? But this time around, I just literally put it out in my Facebook group. Hey guys, the date of the retreat is this. It's $1,000. Who wants in? I need 5 people to make it a go-ahead. Otherwise, it won't go ahead. And I filled it then and there. So that's how it happened. There was no fancy sales page. There was no nothing. Just a commitment from them that they wanted to come. I'd send them an invoice, or I sent them to like a Thrivecart page to go on a payment plan, and that was it. There was no promises made. There was no assumptions made. I just really wanted people to, I wanted to put it out there and create it around the people that came and be fluid in that. So it worked. It turned out that everyone was kind of there for similar reasons. They mostly had been through some kind of burnout and really just wanted to come back and chill, like have a fun, relaxing weekend. And I could provide that. You know, sometimes we overthink things. Like, if I had done this a year ago, even 6 months ago, I would have made a whole bunch of assumptions about the person. So they want to come because they want to get clarity and they want to figure out what their purpose is and they want this and they want that. And turns out, sometimes it can be way more simple than that. Sometimes people just want to chill and don't want a whole bunch of assumptions made about what they need. Instead, you know, just letting them, just giving them the opportunity to have what they want and craft it around what they want. So I trusted the process. And I also said to myself, you know, I mean, one of the key lessons I learned through Radcasters was that I can bring the horse to the water, but I can't make it drink. So so I can create the thing and I can have the answers, but, or I can show them how, but I can't make them do it. And it's not my responsibility. In the beginning of Radcasters, I took that responsibility like a heavy burden. I was constantly, you know, it was like, it was about me. Like, oh, I must be doing something wrong. I need them to do it because they paid me the money and now they need to get the thing. You know, now they need to start podcasting. And if they're not, it's reflective of me and the experience that I've given them. And, you know, so I was constantly trying to make people step into a place that they weren't ready for. Or, you know, there was a lot, it had very little to do with me and the course. Everything was there that they needed, and when they were ready, I have to trust that they will come back to the process and use it. But it's not my responsibility. And so this time around, I approached things very differently, and I told myself, okay, so what if you're just totally open to who they are and what they want, and trust that they will get exactly what they need out of it, instead of trying to control it, instead of trying to give them the breakthrough. It's really, because even when you tell someone exactly what's wrong, if they're not ready to hear it, they're not going to. So you got to give them the space to figure it out themselves. And so I guess it was a really interesting way to approach things, and something that has definitely come through the amount of work I've done on myself over the past 40 years. And, you know, there was no anxiety, there was no stress, it was all chill and cool and fun. And the other thing I didn't want was for people to, like, for me to have any attachment or expectations around them. You know, drop all the assumptions. So don't try to think about, or don't try to assume what someone is coming to the retreat with, what baggage they're coming with. Instead, just allow them the space to show up as they need to. You know, because I think sometimes we can make assumptions about someone and what they will bring. So, you know, it's like, I mean, I've definitely done this, and then I've either been surprised or I've held them to a space that they weren't necessarily in because of my beliefs around them. So I wanted to have this be wide open so that it wasn't about me, it was truly about them. So that was amazing. And we ran, as part of it, there was a vision board workshop, which, you know, isn't that unusual. And for me, it's always just about connecting to what you want to feel, you know, creating a visual representation of what you want to feel, not necessarily the things that you want to attract into your life, but just, you know, what's important to you? What are the feelings that you want to have? So we had the vision board workshop. It was amazing. And then in the afternoon, I had one of the, a local girl, Emma, come. She's been wanting to do basket weaving workshops. So she came to run a basket weaving workshop. And it was really interesting because this is where I got the real insight. While we were doing the vision boarding, I had spoken about, you know, how you do one thing is how you do all things. So while you're doing the vision boarding exercise, I just want you to be the observer and watch how you approach it. Are you, you know, spending a really long amount of time trying to pick the right images? Are you pulling out stacks and stacks of pictures and then just kind of having them sit there in a pile but never committing them to the board? You know, what is your approach to this? Do you flip through and you can't find anything that resonates with you? So just being the observer of the experience that you're having, because as you do one thing, you do all things. So that kind of set it up for the basket weaving, right? Because how you do one thing is how you do all things. So how are you approaching this really difficult, at times frustrating process? And what does it say about you and the way that you show up in life? And I was really chill as fuck through it. But there was still times where I was wondering to myself how, like, you know, the basket's kind of fallen apart and you're wondering, like, what have I done wrong? Or you're looking up and you're seeing where other people are at and judging yourself based on you know, where you are in the process as compared to others, what other people's baskets look like. Do they look better than yours? Do you have this story going, this basket isn't good enough, I'm not doing this right? You know, and for me, the basket kept on coming apart, but then I would just be reminding myself, trust the process. And within a few, you know, little weaves, it would come back together. And there was no judgment to myself during the process. It was just, I'm just making a basket. This doesn't really matter. It's just a fucking basket. If it looks shit, that's fine. It doesn't matter. I'm not here to make the perfect basket on my first attempt. I'm here to have an experience. And so I just found it really an interesting process to, come Bill, to highlight to me just how far I've come, because there were times where I would have just given up and not wanted to finish it, or judged myself so harshly and hated the basket. But it's really just a reminder of how far I've come. So, yeah, I guess I just wanted to share this with you because, firstly, if there's something, I sat on this idea for a retreat for about 10 years. I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think anyone would want to come. I thought that I would go to all this expense and people, you know, I'd be left again throwing the party and no one coming. And I'd be left out of pocket. So I just approached it in different ways. Got the payments up front before, you know, and had an out point. So if 5 people didn't sign up, it wouldn't go ahead. But if they did, it would. And therefore, I wouldn't be out of pocket. My thing was, I just want to break, you know, I just need this to break even and make me a little bit of money so that I can do it again. And so the way I approached it was with that, you know, with that in mind. And then really just like in the basket weaving, trusting the process. You know, I have been podcasting here talking to you guys for what will be coming up on 3 years soon. And I, you know, at times I've had little products or offers, but really I've just done it because at the start I think I was doing it to figure out what my purpose was and to lead me to the thing. And, you know, that lightning bolt of inspiration that hits and suddenly I know what my purpose is and all the pieces of the puzzle fall into place and my life is perfect forevermore. And I think the process of this whole podcast, of me creating the retreat, of creating the mastermind, of all the mistakes and the fuck-ups and all the things I've done along the way, has really just gotten me to this point where I can do things with a certain level of kindness and respect for myself. I've said for the last little while, my whole thing now is that I want to be able to look in the mirror and like the person and respect the person that's looking back at me. And I feel like, you know, some days not so much, but for the most part, I really do finally know, like, and trust myself. And it, like the basket weaving, is a process. It's a practice, not a destination. So if you ever get anything from all the things that I put out into the world, I want it to be this. You know, that there is no neatly laid out plan for you to follow to get to where you need to be, because at all times you are exactly where you need to be. Even when you don't want to. I certainly didn't want to be in the place where I was $100,000 down the drain crying every day. You know, getting to the point where I seriously considered taking my own life. That sucks shit. But it was part of my journey. It was part of the process. And that's okay. You know, I think when we want to be somewhere else other than we are, that is the real issue. When we have no acceptance around, you know, when we're so attached to needing things to be different than they are, that is where that disconnect happens between you and what you want or who you really are. So just trust the process. And just know you're off the hook. You don't have to be anywhere else. You don't have to have anything else. You don't have to do anything else. Just continue to show up. Continue to practice self-respect. And eventually, it may turn into self-love. But again, it's not the destination. It's the practice. It's the journey. Wankfest, but it's true. All right. That's it from me today. Oh, except that if you have this idea that you've been sitting on for a very, very long time, how about you just put it out there? Give it a shot. I know I've done a million podcasts on minimal viable product. Don't overcomplicate things. Just create something or just put it out there. I didn't even create the retreat. I just put out the idea of doing it with the details of when it was, where it was, and how much it was. And I allowed them to attach what they wanted to it. And that doesn't mean that that process is going to work for you either, because let's face it, this has been a long process of me getting to this point. But it's now that I trust myself that, you know, I'm always there. I'm always at the destination. So I'm not looking to be somewhere else. And I want a slice of that for you. So trust the process. Put it out there. See what happens. And if it doesn't work, it will one day. And that's okay. All right, guys. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of the podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness just like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.